I'm gonna do my song now.
Okay, yay!
Wisconsin. Hope y'all are doing well on this beautiful sunny Friday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I always enjoy talking to my very special next guest. But before we get there, folks, if you've been watching the devastation in North Carolina and up and down our eastern seaboard, and you would like to help, Civic Media's got you covered. You can just go to civicmedia.us/help. And we've got links to the American Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse. Again, that's at civicmedia.us/help. Again, all of our prayers and support go to those victimized by Hurricane Helene. Because newsflash, climate change is actually a thing. But enough about that. We're here to talk about the most recent Marquette University Law School poll, considered one of the best in the country. And I'm joined by their lead data cruncher, my friend and yours, Marquette law professor and pollster Charles Franklin. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Charles.
Good to be here, Maggie. Thanks for having me.
So big headline here is that Kamala Harris's about 4-point lead over Donald Trump seems to be holding consistent from the last poll you took. So this is the poll that includes the presidential debate. Is that correct?
That's right. This was all done after the presidential debate. I think obviously not before the vice presidential debate. So we also saw in that early September poll, that was after the convention, but before the debate. And now we have an after debate. And it was 4 points in both of those polls, a pretty steady number. Back in July, right after Harris got in the race, but before the convention, Trump led by 1 point with registered voters. Harris led by 1 point with likely voters. So it was a real toss-up then. So we have seen a little bit of movement from July to early September, and now stability through the month of September.
Of course, always as a data cruncher myself, got to note the margin of error in the poll, 4.4%. Can you just tell people what is the margin of error? How do they interpret a poll result where the lead that Harris has maintained since that last September poll before the debate is about 4%?
Yeah. So as you say, the margin of error is 4.4. The conventional way to think about that is if the margin is less than that margin of error, you should take it with a real grain of salt. The fact that we're at 4 is a little less than 4.4, so it could easily be 3 or 2 or 1 or even 0. Of course, it could also go the other way. It could be a bigger lead. But you want to be careful on this and look at how is it that we could be still in a really tied race despite the 4-point lead? Well, margin of error tells you that. If we were seeing a 7-point lead, that would be outside the margin of error. You might question whether the poll was right at that point, but in terms of margin of error sense, that would be outside the margin of error.
There was also a pretty surprising result with respect to the Senate race here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm joined this half hour by Marquette University Law School pollster Charles Franklin. They just released a new poll. Was it on Tuesday, Charles?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, excuse me. Where can folks find the poll results if they want to look at look at the results themselves?
Go to law.marquette.edu/poll, P-O-L-L. And you'll see the press release, all 26 pages of it, on that landing page. But if you have an insatiable appetite, click on the results and data tab at the top. And there you see absolutely everything, all the questions, all the answers, cross tabs galore, and the prized methodology statement.
So important. I enjoy looking at that. And folks, I encourage you to as well, because the construction of the questions to avoid suggesting bias in the questions themselves is an absolutely crucial part of polling. I think it's why the Marquette poll is so fantastic up there in its reliability with the Quinnipiac poll as well. But this surprise result in the Baldwin-Hovde race, tell folks about it.
Well, it's a 7-point lead this time. It was 4 points in early September. Over the course of the race before this, we also saw the polls vary between a 4-point and a 7-point Baldwin lead. So these two polls are in line with what we've seen during the year, but apparently with a shift towards Baldwin. Notice a shift towards Baldwin, even though the presidential race didn't shift at all. These are exactly the same respondents. So this suggests a little movement on the Senate side. What we're seeing is a little bit of an uptick in independents supporting Baldwin. They had been supporting her modestly all year, but are now up around 60% support for her. That is adding a little bit to what she's getting. She's completely consolidated Democratic support and is getting a little bit of Republican crossover vote, though it's fairly small, under 10% for sure.
Fascinating. Of course, Senator Baldwin and Mr. Hovde have a debate coming up, which will be hosted by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Foundation on October 18th. That's a Friday. Folks, mark your calendars to check that out, especially if you might be on the fence among Senator Baldwin and Mr. Hovde. Potentially in response to these polling numbers, the PAC aligned with Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to put some $17 million into TV, radio, and digital ads in the Senate race. So, folks, if you think you're already seeing a lot of ads and pop-ups, more on the way. This is separate and apart from a Republican group backed by Dick and Liz Eline, or Uline, or of course they own the Uline Corporation, excuse me. They have spent about $79 million in races across the country over this 2-year cycle. They're driving money into the Senate race. That will be one to watch. I wanted to ask you the other thing I took note of, Charles, was voter enthusiasm is higher now than in your prior polls.
It's a big story here. When a lot hasn't changed very much, we've had a pretty close presidential race all year long, moderately close Senate race. But in the spring through June, Democratic enthusiasm was well below Republican enthusiasm, 10 or more points less. And overall, the state was 10 to 15 points less enthusiastic than it was in 2020. With the replacement of Biden, we saw Democratic enthusiasm go up by 22 points from June to July. Republicans went up by 7 points after the assassination attempt and the Republican convention. But then Democrats moved up even more by Labor Day. However, since Labor Day in this most recent poll, Republicans have picked up some additional enthusiasm. So where we stand now is Democrats are just slightly more enthused than Republicans, but that's parity between the parties compared to a substantial Republican advantage early while Biden was in. Finally, independents are becoming a little more involved. They've been in the mid 30% range for enthusiasm all year. This poll, for the first time, they're up to 50% enthusiastic. That's still well below Democrats and Republicans, but it is the first sign that we've seen of independents really beginning to tune in to the races this November.
In all the polls you do, Charles, you also ask about whether people approve of the job or have a generally positive view of both candidates and current elected officials. Give us a little insight into movement or not so much movement in the approval ratings. And I specifically want to ask you about Governor Tony Evers, because there was a bit of a change there.
Right. And with Evers and other governors or executives, we ask the question in terms of approve of the job they're doing. All year long, Evers has been just a little bit above 50% in approval, in the low 40s disapproval. It's been very stable for him with that margin of approval. But this month, for the first time this year, we've seen him dip just a little under 50% to high 40s. I think it's 48%. And his disapproval is up a little tick, but still below his approval number. I will watch that carefully to see if it looks like a one-time blip or if it represents some kind of shift. Right now, the governor and almost everything in the state is being overshadowed by the presidential and the Senate race. So I'm not sure that there's anything to point to about why his approval might have ticked down. But we should watch it. He has been consistently the most liked and highest approval rating of any of our statewide candidates or the national candidates for that matter. So a little tick down there is worth watching. We also saw a tick up in the percent saying the state's off on the wrong track, a little down on saying we're headed in the right direction. So maybe there's a little shift going on there for some reason.
Tell us about voter attitudes related to the vice presidential candidates.
Well, there's quite a gap. Here we're using favorability. Generally speaking, do you have a favorable or unfavorable view? Or haven't you heard enough about them to have an opinion? And here, most everybody's underwater. J.D. Vance is at negative 13, meaning 13% more unfavorable than favorable. But 11% still say they don't know enough about him to have an opinion. Tim Walz, and remember this is before the debate,
right,
is the one of the four presidential and vice presidential candidates with a positive rating, plus 7, 45-38, but with 16% that say they didn't know enough about Walz to have an opinion of him. This is the second poll in a row where Walz is the one that's positive and all the others have been negative. And for comparison, Harris is at minus 3. And Trump is at minus 11. The main difference there is that almost nobody lacks an opinion of Trump and only 3% lack an opinion of Harris. So the vice presidential candidates are both a bit less known than their presidential counterparts.
Let's talk about those same evaluative criteria for Senators Baldwin and Mr. Hovde. What are their approval ratings looking like from this last poll?
Yeah, and here there's been some real dynamics this year. Baldwin is dead even, 47 favorable, 47 unfavorable, 6% without an opinion, so a net of 0. Hovde is at negative 9, 36 favorable, 45 unfavorable. That's the same as it was earlier in the month, and a slightly better than where it was in July. But still 18% don't have an opinion of Hovde, say they don't know enough about him to have an opinion. However, that number's down from over 80% in January. So we have certainly seen his campaign reach a lot of voters that didn't know much about him before, though he still has a ways to go with 18% undecided. All that advertising you mentioned earlier could affect this. Over the course of the campaign, though, we've seen his unfavorables and favorables both rising, with the unfavorable more than favorable. So he hasn't done much to catch that up and reach the point where he might reach break even like Baldwin is, or even positive like Walz is. Baldwin's striking thing is how little her favorability has moved over the course of the year. She's been slightly negative a time or two. She's been a little positive a time or two, but close to dead, even as she is right now, is sort of the norm. So she has a really stable pattern. Hovde, like almost any non-incumbent candidate, has had a lot more change because he's introducing himself to the public.
That's pollster Charles Franklin, who runs one of the nation's most respected polls. This poll focused on the state of Wisconsin, not a national poll. You can find the poll results as well as their lengthy press release explaining same at law.marquette.edu/poll. We're going to be back with more with pollster Charles Franklin after these brief messages. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. What I want to ask Charles next is how consolidated is the support between our two presidential candidates. We'll talk that and whether or not you and I, have stopped talking to someone because of all this politics. All next, here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, 360, when you're in the mirror, do you know what you see? When you're in the mirror, you're just looking at me. Flying everywhere, I'm so Julia. When you're in the party, bumping that beat. 666 with a princess streak.